Since 1983, we've had the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Research, promotion, and education, their mission for Wisconsin dairy farmers. Bob Bosel here at the northern end of the world's longest barn. But that appears to be changing. And, of course, the current Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board headquartered down in Madison. And, Pam, you've been in touch with those folks. What's happening?
Yeah, and it's official starting today, Bob, as I understand it. Chad Vincent, CEO of the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, had told me a few details during the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin annual business meeting. It's not just about the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. It's also about some of the pictures that you see on Wisconsin cheese as we market not only in the state but beyond. Chad Vincent, CEO of the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, joined me in studio. Chad, explain the big announcement.
Well, we've got some big news here. We're changing our name. We're changing it from Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Okay. So how did we arrive at that? Why are we thinking about changing the name of an organization we've all come to know for a long time?
Yeah, it's a lot of research and a lot of work behind it. You know, Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board name's been around for about 35 years. And what we're finding through research is that a lot of people, when they hear the Milk Marketing Board, they're like, okay, so you guys are focused solely on milk and you're a board. And when people, especially when farmers hear board, they think pricing board. And a lot of them thought that our job was to set price. Mm-hmm. And there's two things that we can't do. We don't have anything to do with setting price, and we can't lobby. And so, you know, when we started talking to consumers and we started talking to farmers, you know, we exist because of the Wisconsin dairy farmers. They fund us, and that's what we think about day in and day out. We're their marketing and promotion arm. So it was a very simplistic exercise when it got down to it. And we looked at 1,000 different names. We worked with the other states and regions. A lot of them have been going to different names, like the Southeast just went to the Dairy Alliance naming. And we stuck close to home with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin because it's who we are, it's who we work for, and it's what we think about every day.
Mm-hmm. And timing-wise, you mentioned that research has been done on this. How long has it been in the works? Because I think a lot of dairy farmers are going to say, oh, geez, a change in what was working at a time when we can't afford a loss.
Right. And this has been working on literally for over a year. And a lot of research and a lot of hard work. And, you know, we're overseen by a board of 25 dairy farmers as well. And so they've been involved with this. And, you know, they actually brought it up early on that, you know, we're not quite sure this name really works. This WMMB, is it a radio station? Mm-hmm. And we spent a lot of time explaining what you are rather than what you do and how you help.
A little bit shocking that after 30 plus years, you would still, and I know you've been out in the country visiting with a lot of dairy farms, that you would still find that misunderstanding about the powers and authority of the new Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Right. And it is, and we've been working double time to make sure we get the word out, because especially in today's world where the pricing is so horrible and people are under stress and duress, and nobody, you know, if you don't know what the checkoff does and all you see is the money going out of your check, nobody's ever happy about that. So we're working, you know, folks like you, to try and get the word out, because when people really realize the power and the benefits that their checkoff dollars bring, it's a pretty short conversation, really.
Right. Let's talk a little bit more about where this message is going. Obviously, dairy farmers are part of the audience, Chad, that you need to educate and win over on the new Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. But a critical part of this success will be our food retailers, our cheesemongers, those folks out there that are our customers. What have they said? I sure hope you've passed the litmus test with them.
Without a doubt. And they're really happy with it, because in a lot of our research and our creative, like, so we'll show these really wonderful ads and videos talking about from Wisconsin dairy farmers and having them tell their stories. And when you show it at the end and you put up brought to you by Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, they're like, what is that? Right. But when you say this message is brought to you from the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, everybody gets it immediately. And it's coming from the farmers. It's not coming from a corporation and this marketing thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing that crosses my mind is any pushback that name is too close to another one of our major dairy companies, Dairy Farmers of America, or the California Dairy Campaign. Like you said, you collaborated, looked at a lot of different states. Was there any concern that we're a little too close for comfort on Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin?
There was, and we went out and we talked to a lot of the people, and we actually actively looked for people that were DFA, mm-hmm. and when you see the logo, when you see the messaging, when you see how it's positioned, it's worlds apart. And I think I think there might be a little confusion up front, but give us a little bit of time. People will get there. We were out with a bunch of dairy farmers this last week, showing them, giving them a peek behind the curtain about what's coming, and the visual and the identity and the rationale. And they're like, "This is beautiful."
Okay. So, paint us a picture then on the logo, the tagline, what we are going to see, where we're going to see it, Chad.
Right. Well, it starts off here, right? It's starting off with our media partners like you, Pam, and your association to get the word out that, hey, there's a change and it's coming. We've got the logo and a really cool packet, because really the first target audience is the farmers. So all the dairy farmers in the state, all 8,600 of them, this week will receive a letter from us. And in there will be an explanation of what we're doing and why. There will be a bumper sticker with the new logo on it. There will be a window cling. There'll be an iron-on patch. And even cooler is our friends from Culver's, at their own expense, provided a free Sunday coupon inside the envelope as well. It really lays it out, and you get a good visual of what it is. And the tag that we're going with this is Strong Farm, Strong Future.
Excellent. Very good. Now, you talked about those strong partnerships and that. Will we see that kind of information distribution at retail locations? How are we going to reach out to that consumer once the dairy farmer has had a chance for uptake?
Right. Well, this in the next week, we'll also be launching our new farm videos. We've got three in-depth farm, beautiful, beautiful stories from Wisconsin dairy farmers. And we got them in a long format that'll be on the website, as well as 15-second, 10-second, 20-second clips that we'll be pushing out not only in Wisconsin but across the country.
Good. What do we have, a new website then that we have to start educating people on, or maybe the whole social media thing, Chad? Like you said, starting today, folks. I wanted to make sure that Chad started with my audience. So, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, the official new name of the former Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Where can we start seeing things, Chad?
You want to go to wisconsindairy.org, and that'll give you all the explanations, all the insights you need. And if you still have questions and concerns, you can collect on there and drop us an email or give us a call. Mm-hmm. Right, we'd love to talk to you, not only about this, but about the value of the checkoff and where your money goes and how it's invested and why it's really important for the state and for you.
This, like you said, you have been doing a lot of work in the just little over a year that you've been in the big chair at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. The logo that we see for our Wisconsin cheeses, you and I had talked about that previously. That's another one that's getting a bit of a facelift with the same goal in mind.
Absolutely. What we did research on the old and the logo that would end up on packaging, right? And it's the hand with the wedge of cheese. And what we found from consumers was they loved it. It's a beautiful piece of art. But when you put it on the cheese, it's so detailed, and the Wisconsin didn't jump off the page. So people, even though they saw the logo, only not a big enough percentage of people recognized it and recalled Wisconsin. So we wanted a much simpler, cleaner, proudly Wisconsin cheese, proudly Wisconsin dairy logo, which will begin appearing on packaging throughout the state pretty soon.
Well, and we have to be mindful. It's tough for dairy farmers. It's not great for dairy processors. So an extra expense, like a new logo on packaging, that hits their bottom line.
It does, and it will take time. But once again, I think that we know that there's power from what people are out there. They're looking for Wisconsin cheese, and having an identifier on the packaging that makes it easier for them to identify will put dollars in the processors, which puts dollars in the farmers.
I don't want to deviate from the big announcement again. Chad Vincent, CEO of the new Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, in studio with us. Like he said, what the website again was, Wisconsin Dairy?
WisconsinDairy.org.
Okay, so take a look at that starting today for some of the new information about the new name. We talk about the challenges in Wisconsin's dairy climate. It's happening across the countryside. You just came back with other staff members and dairy farmers from Wisconsin from an annual meeting with DMI, Dairy Management Incorporated. And you said, despite what we're feeling, there's still a lot of optimism out there in the dairy industry.
There really is. What an incredibly resilient group. Farmers from coast to coast were there, and they all feel the pain. And it was, you know, you had farms there from 25 to 2000, right? All sizes, all shapes, all styles. And yeah, it's hard. But they're looking at the programming and the investment of the funds, and looking at what Secretary Vilsack's going to bring us in terms of the international plan in the next 5%, and the talking about, you know, the environmental impact that we're having and all the positive things that are happening with dairy, and then working very closely with those folks that can make things happen on the legislative side. I mean, we can't lobby, but we work with groups to make sure they have the information so that they get the right decisions made and pushed upstream.
Tie a knot and hang on, folks. Thanks to people like Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You have got a new look, a new breath of fresh air as we get ready for spring of 2018. Again, it's official starting today. Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board changing its name to officially be Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Dairy Farmers, look for your mailing so that you too can get on board with this new name. And don't forget, wisconsindairy.org for all the rest of you that want to take a look at those beautiful long videos and learn more about the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Chad Vincent, CEO, in studio with us. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.